This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. That happens against the pay taxing or the tax increase or vote against whatever it is, you're taking a ballot and putting a mark on said ballot is the reason that things happen.
Ah, purity. We must be pure.
Well, and the funny thing is, most of the people that make these arguments, and this was pointed out last night, most of the people that make these arguments of you should not vote because voting, you know, endorses the system and voting is the reason that they do all these horrible things that they do, will wind up paying taxes. So it's really the people that are funding it that cause it to continue existing, not somebody that takes a piece of paper and marks on there, I don't want you to do this. Number six on the list says participation in the system, i.e. voting, reinforces the idea that people can't live together without violent control.
There are people, and I meet them all the time, who believe that. They believe that if you don't have a heavy taskmaster at the end of the whip, people will just go out and hurt each other.
Oh, there'll be anarchy. Yeah. We need rule and order. People can't be trusted to take care of their own lives and act like civilized human beings.
Right. So by my taking a ballot and voting against tax increases, somehow that's supposedly sending a message that I think that violence is needed by saying stop stealing money from people.
You, by the act of voting, I guess the argument would go, you are acquiescing to the idea that there should be voting in the first place, therefore that is part of the democratic system in a constitutional federal republic, therefore you substantiate and give your blessing to every bad thing that they could ever do.
Which, by the way, was the gist of these 20, because I read this earlier today, and I was like, hey, this would be a great list to talk on the show tonight. And then I started reading them, like, they all say
the same thing.
voting legitimizes the system.
Right? Number seven.
It makes the system right.
Number seven, participation in the system, i.e. voting, implies that the majority knows what's best for everyone. And this can actually be debunked by simple math of, one, it's not a majority of people in most elections that actually show up to vote. And then you're talking about a plurality of a plurality, which is not anywhere near a majority. But I guess that sort of strengthens their claim of why you shouldn't vote, because then it's the minority controlling things and reasons.
Well, I just want to take a step back and say I think everybody in this country has a right to either take part in the voting process to whatever degree they want to, and I think that everybody has the same right to ignore the whole thing and not. I don't look down on people that don't vote or that do vote. You know what I mean? It's just a choice that you want to make, and it's your statement of how you feel, and that's fine to me. I could care less.
But what bothers me is the people who are voting actually believe that their vote matters, and that it's actually meaningful at the end of the day when it's all been really decided, and their one person vote is just, you know, it's meaningful.
That's a separate issue, but when you
consider that there are so many lessers of two evils out there, and it's like, who? There are no goodies out there. They're all corrupt criminals.
Almost at every level anymore, it just seems like all we do is vote for the lesser of two evils.
And then fight each other over which criminal is going to be the best of the masters.
But if you really wanted to divide a country up, this is the perfect way to do it. You know,
and keep them busy.
Allow two sides to be voted on. There's only yes, no, there's this guy or that guy. And they each represent good if they're on your side, or they represent evil if they're on the opposite side.
As far as the entertainment value is concerned, keeping us actively busy with the circuses, this is good fun.
But it's also, you're right, it is that feeling that you are taking part in your country, in your democracy, in your republic. You are letting your feelings be shown. And I'm not down on the concept of voting, because there's lots of things we vote for. It's not just about elections. The three of us might decide to order a pizza tonight.
Or go to the movies or whatever.
Right. And there may be one vote for anchovies and two against. But it's still an act of sharing your feelings about a particular subject.
But if I decided that I did not want anchovies on my pizza, because we weren't going to like split it, we're just going to put it, you know, we're going to deck the whole thing out.
Right.
I can say, you know what? Hey, you guys just go ahead.
Right. And then you'd never have to pay taxes again because you didn't. Oh, wait, I'm getting these two mixed up.
Then I have to go move out to the woods off the grid.
And you can't interact with another human being because somebody would have walked on a sidewalk or driven on a road, which, even if they didn't actually buy the gas at the gas station, they would have gotten from somebody that somehow, you know, either paid a tax on it or used something that was provided for with a tax,
mm-hmm.
you know, such as that flat surface that no private company could ever figure out how to make.
If I ever use any of those things, then I could never say that I built that.
Yes, you could never say. I guess where I get to is it's sort of this, are you a statist? Are you a minarchist? Are you an anarchist? And while I truly believe in my heart that we could do without government, that I do believe it's an evil system that's been perpetuated for eons, and we do have examples throughout history where people led great lives without rulers. I don't believe that we will go from a statist oligarchy, which we're in right now, and then the next day we will have a peaceful society without rulers. I think you got to take steps.
Right, and you have to change people's minds. There's the statement about, you know, change hearts and minds.
Sure.
It sounds very cliche, but unless people are prepared for less government or no government,
right,
then it's not going to be pretty if, you know, like the state government went away tomorrow. The federal government went away tomorrow.
Right.
And you know what? I don't know, because this is our utopia. This is what we believe in. This is what would make our lives better. But I meet so many dumb people out there who and when I say dumb, I mean that's mean. People who just are not capable of making decisions on their own. They are afraid to make decisions on their own because they're afraid of falling. They're afraid of the consequences, and they want someone to decide for them. There's just too many of those people out there. It's a human thing.
That's why there's so many people that have, you know, the W-2 jobs, to where they go, they punch a clock, and they do some menial task, and at the end of the day, they punch the clock again, and at the end of the week, they wind up getting a paycheck because it's easy. They don't have to, but you're also...
But I do everything else, too.
You're also semi-self-employed.
But that's not the only thing people who get a W-2 do. There are a lot of people that do very complex jobs, and they find them personally rewarding. It's not necessarily because they have no drive or ambition or afraid of themselves.
It's because they want to spend their time doing their job and not task managing other employees.
Well, but I've known people that have had, you know, a regular day job because they were scared to try to make their own business.
It is scary, and I don't disagree with that, but there's also people that look at their personal situation. They're like, okay, I got a wife, I've got kids, I've got bills to pay, and the risk reward isn't there for me to strike out on my own because I'm a, you know, I'm a systems analyst or a programmer for a large company, and I get a very comfortable benefits package, so on and so on.
Your calls and thoughts, welcome, 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You've probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one use the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who suffer from digestive issues like heartburn, acid reflux, IBS, and constipation? Probimune is your answer. Probimune is a brand new probiotic that has been scientifically proven to deliver high quantities of viable good bacteria to your gut to boost your digestive system and improve your overall health. This unique, powerful blend of probiotic strains, coupled with our industry-leading proprietary fermentation process, delivers a maximized bacterial colonization to the gut that no other probiotic can match. Start improving your health today. Visit younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off first-time orders. Maintaining digestive health is crucial to the body's overall well-being. Don't suffer from negative effects of poor digestion any longer. Order today. Younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using the system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We're talking about reasons not to vote, according to the people over at The Art of Not Being Governed. And, well, let's continue with this list. They say that participation in the system, i.e. voting, implies that the majority knows what's best for the individual. The last reason, number seven that they gave, was that the participation implies that the majority knows what's best for everyone, and now they're just changed that to say the individual, which is pretty much covered by everyone, is it not?
And is it ever really the majority that make these decisions for us?
No, and
it's a minority of...
It's a plurality of a plurality. It's a plurality of a plurality that show up on election day.
But then everyone says it was the majority democracy that made this decision, so we all have to abide by
it. But Daryl's exactly right. That the fact is if you got 40% voter turnout and the guy wins by 51%, then you've got... around
21% or 20% of the population made this decision that we all have to abide by.
I remember when I lived in San Antonio, there was a mayoral election, and the mayor got reelected with 81% of the vote with 7% voter turnout.
But he had a mandate from the people.
That's what the newspapers reported.
Of course they did. It's a mandate.
Yeah, when 5% of the people express an opinion, I'm sorry, but that's not a mandate. Number nine on the list, voting is effectively participating in mob rule, and the mob then enforces its view on the rest of society with the threat of violence.
Your mob's pretty small.
Once again, it's a very small mob.
Plurality of the plurality.
Number 10, they say, by voting, an individual literally advocates the use of force against peaceful people.
Yeah, kind of.
But, hold on. But can you not, and this, you know, seems to argue that you can't vote in self-defense.
So there are. Have you read the entire 20? I take it there is no voting in self-defense or running for office in self-defense, which is what I'm doing right now.
They're saying that you can't, by even looking at a ballot on election day, that you're endorsing everything that happens. And I've actually had people tell me that by me casting a ballot for none of the above, that it is my fault that Barack Obama has droned children in the Middle East. I've been told that if I did not cast a ballot for none of the above, that none of it would happen because I'm the one that endorsed the system. It is all Daryl's fault.
Well, that ballot...
Kind of a math problem there.
That ballot wasn't free, Daryl. Someone had to pay for it. We, the people, paid for that ballot, and so, yes, you drone-bombed a kid for real.
Yeah, by saying that I don't want anybody to be the president of the United States. It's my fault.
On a ballot that cost money that I had to pay for.
Number 10, that was number 10. Should we talk about the whole concept of self-defense?
I think that's a worthy conversation to have. This list just seems to be sort of the same thing over and over. It's like when I have this argument in real life. Like the other guy's like throwing these things at me. I'm like,
he's like, but
yeah,
no, let me rephrase it this other way.
You're kind of saying the same thing.
Number 11 is slightly different. They say voting reinforces the idea that the people have the power rather than the unaccountable bureaucrats who actually make the rules. But the way I'm reading this is...
That sounds kind of pro-voting.
That's not necessarily an argument against voting. That's an argument against the current system where unaccountable bureaucrats make the rules.
Right. You're making a good argument, but not the one you were intending to make.
Number 12, they say voting is futile because the better financed candidate wins.
See, now there's been studies on that, and it's
incumbents win. And usually the incumbents get the money.
Well, yeah, but there's been a few studies, and dang it, if I would have looked at this list, I might have been able to reference one, which show just the opposite, that the guy who spends the most money has a lower chance of winning.
Yeah, didn't Bush spend like the most money, Jeb, in the last Republican thing?
Absolutely, and this was miserably. Looking, I think it was looking at presidential candidates over the years, but yeah, you go back decades, and you'll see that the guy who came in with all the money was often the one who did not win.
Right, but see, they're probably not talking about the primaries. They're probably only talking about the general elections, because as Mark pointed out last night when we started going on over this list, most of the people that make these arguments only care about the presidential election year, and they forget about everything else.
The one that least matters.
Right.
And it really does.
Number 13, they say, statistically, any one vote makes no more difference than a single grain of sand on a beach. Thinking that their vote counts tends to give the voter a mistakenly inflated sense of self-worth, and participation in a system creates a passive sense of accomplishment.
And they get to change their Facebook icon to I voted flag.
And on the one hand, I agree with this, that, you know, people do wind up having this inflated sense of self-worth, and they do think that somehow they accomplished something, but there are results where one vote has made a difference. Ivanka Trump just won an election with two write-in votes.
For what position?
She received the Reform Party's nomination for Congress in the 12th Congressional District in New York. She did not file to be a write-in candidate, but someone else did. New York state law says that if anyone files papers as a write-in candidate, all write-ins are then valid. The person that filed the write-in paper got one vote. Ivanka Trump got two. So she won an election by one vote.
Interesting.
There have also been elections where nobody has shown up to vote, and no, the local government didn't go away. They wound up finding ways within their laws to perpetuate themselves. Oh, it was a tie election,
yeah, back
and
to,
we've got procedures for breaking a tie.
Back to the pizza analogy. So anyways, we're all going to eat pizza after the show, and so we all vote.
No, I'm on Banana Island.
And none of us can vote on a pizza. All right, so let me ask you something. Does that pizza still get bought? Does the pizza show up 20 minutes after we didn't vote for the pizza?
Vote.
And who would pay for it then? So, yeah, that's
Daryl.
Ian. It's Ian's house.
Now we're just taking recommendations. I say Daryl.
That would be a good life to live, you know, if the pizza just bought itself.
Number 14, an individual's ability to make an informed choice is zero if the only information they reference is from the overtly biased mainstream media, government-run news channels, i.e. propaganda, politicians and party manifestos, i.e. sales pitches, or from an enforced state school education, i.e. indoctrination. So let's talk about, can you make an informed choice, and is that a reason to vote or not to vote? And your thoughts are welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro 1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare? Having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450. Free. That's 855-450 free.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450 free. That's 855-450-3733. We'll go to your calls here in just a second, but I want to make sure that I let you know about a new way that you can listen to Free Talk Live, and that would be the Liberty Radio Network audio on demand listen lines, 641-793-9660. You never need to miss any of the shows on the Liberty Radio Network. Because, well, you can listen on your phone. No app to download. There's no podcast, nothing that you have to download. You don't even need a smartphone. You can use a landline if you still have one. 641-793-9660. And there's a newer feature to the listen line, and that is the feedback line. So after you call 641-793-9660 and press 2 to listen to Free Talk Live, if you're not listening live and unable to call in, then you can press 0 at any time and leave a message.
The chump line.
We're not calling it that.
Have you come up with a name?
Have you That's come up not with what we're
yet.
Calling it.
How about the Trump line?
Ooh. No, we're also not calling it that.
Come on.
It's the LRN listener feedback line. 641-793-9660. Press 2 to listen to Free Talk Live. And then at any point, you can press 0 to leave a message. Let's go to Skype where we have Ian. Not that Ian. A different Ian. On Skype, Ian, you're on Free Talk Live with Daryl, Chris, and Conan. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hello, guys. First of all, I should say my name is Max. I'm using my son's Skype account because I am computer illiterate.
All right. Well, welcome to the show, Max. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Tort reform in China. You know, I've lived here a long time, and I've seen a lot of change. Jeez. But the scariest change in the world has begun this year. The government now allows...
Max, your connection is getting a little choppy.
How about that?
Try calling us back, and hopefully the connection will wind up being better. I think he had called in last night.
Tort reform in China.
Yes.
Yeah, is anyone familiar with what's the goings on?
I confess I am not an expert in this subject, but I'll read up on it.
Aren't China's the bad guys and Russians too? Isn't that what they tell us on the news?
They tell you a lot of things on the news, and from the list that we began the show with of 20 reasons not to vote, they make the claim that people are uninformed and unable to make an intelligent choice because they listen to biased mainstream media, government-run news channels, politicians, party manifestos, and were taught in the state school education indoctrination system.
Is there any modifier in there like most people or anything? It just says people.
An individual's ability to make an informed choice is zero.
Chris, I would say
and insulting.
I would say even the people who I go to, because I believe that they are informed individuals, I would still not want them voting and making decisions on my behalf unless we got together and talked about it beforehand.
Well, and then
I could opt out if I decided I was not happy with your decision on my behalf.
All right, so...
So I trust you guys, and I trust your judgment, but you know what? I don't want you voting for me.
Sure. Well, I would vote for nobody forces Conan to do anything, as long as Conan votes for nobody forces Daryl to do anything.
So voting in self-defense, which is not on this list.
Right, because they don't believe that such a thing exists. Number 15 on their list, voting sends a false signal to the elected politicians that the voter approves of their policies, of all of their policies. Voters therefore encourage them.
No argument there, but that's a little bit of a chutzpah on behalf of the politicians.
We have council members and mayors in our own town who I believe... They believe that they are the anointed ones.
Absolutely.
And that all of their decisions are crystalline and good to go because 200 people voted for me in a population of 23,000.
It wouldn't be here. We wouldn't be here if they didn't want it.
But again, this seems to claim that somebody that votes nobody or I don't want this tax increase is somehow responsible for the person getting elected or the tax increase going through.
Yeah, which just defies logic to me.
And it also says that you approve of all of the policies, which is an absolutely false analogy.
It would be
like saying, Daryl, you're friends with Conan, so therefore you condone everything Conan does.
If they're in your party, Daryl, then you must agree with everything that they agree with. Because parties all stick together, right?
Or a Democrat. Number 16, if an individual has not come to firm conclusion about election, that individual will do more for their country community by not voting rather than by making a mistake.
What's a mistake? It's an individual choice. See, that's the whole thing, is all this comes down to me, is the right of the individual to do as he pleases. And one could argue, as long as he doesn't hurt anybody else, and can you really say that your active voting is hurting someone else? I guess that's what maybe this is trying to argue, but...
Number 17, if the outcome of a vote is unknown, then voting is tantamount to gambling. If the outcome is known, then voting is futile. Do they mean known beforehand or known after? Because
I would say
this still doesn't make any sense.
I would say if it's some sort of government legislation or mandate or decision, there's a pretty good chance it's going to cost a lot of money, and it's not going to be as effective and efficient as something the free market could handle.
Fair.
So I'm going to say, yeah, it's all not good. It's all bad.
Number
so eight. Even if I don't know what it is, it's government. It's bad. Sorry, guys. I'm not voting.
Number
for it.
18 on the list. They say no individual has the authority to make laws. Their neighbor or anyone else must obey. Then how is it morally acceptable for an individual to delegate authority they don't have to someone such as a politician?
Correct.
And I agree. That's why I vote in self-defense. I vote for people that I know are going to try to repeal laws. I vote against tax increases. I vote against increased spending when such things are on the ballot.
Sure.
Or loss of security. Or, excuse me, security. Loss of your individual freedoms and rights.
Yeah, and here's my point. There are a lot of activists out there that hold lots and lots of positions in all sorts of levels in government, all the way from, you know, small towns all across the country up to guys like Justin Amash, you know, who I think is doing a pretty respectable job where he's at. I can't slight them for doing what they feel is an effective method to affect a little bit of change in the country. It's just not to me a horrible thing.
Hmm. Number 19, and this does not necessarily seem to be a reason that you should not vote. It seems to be a reason to limit who is allowed to vote. They say, should people who know more about game shows, sports, reality TV, and celebrities, rather than matters of any real importance, economics, political philosophy, history, logic, critical thinking, be in a position to vote and influence the lives of others?
Only if you're voting on something that has to do with game shows and reality television.
That does sound a little elitist, though. I was like, you're not smart enough to vote, but he's smart enough.
Wait a minute. Do you own any property? That's what,
exactly.
That's the only thing that really matters in my book.
Number 20, supporting the lesser of two evils is still supporting evil. And I absolutely agree with that. That's why I don't vote for the lesser evils, whether it be the lesser of two evils or the lesser of three or four or five or six. If there's somebody that's running that I think is evil, I'm not voting for them. I don't care what party name is next to theirs on the ballot. Your calls and thoughts, 855-450-FREE.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. If you've just made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix, because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has over 85 years of experience exterminating invaders like you. And right now, they're making it easier than ever for homes to be protected by offering a free pest estimate to every caller at 1-800-689-2939. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. This is your eviction notice. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will protect that home with a 100% satisfaction money-back guarantee so you can never return. Warning, homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate at 1-800-689-2939. 1-800-689-2939.
Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio tonight is Daryl,
Chris,
and Conan.
And we just went through a list of 20 reasons not to vote. And they then, at the end of their list, give basically the TLDR, the too long didn't read. They say, if you're not a voluntarist, then by definition, you're an involuntarist, and as such, personally advocate the initiation of force or threat of force against people who have not treated, or rather, not threatened or harmed anyone. Therefore, for every person in the world, one of these two statements is true. I advocate a society where people are free to voluntarily interact with one another, or I advocate the use of force and threat of force against innocent people in order to make them comply with my opinions and preferences.
This is just levels. I mean, because if you were to go stop someone on the street right now and ask them, you know, if they were a voluntarist and you didn't define it, they would say, yeah, when I go to the supermarket, no one's making me go to the supermarket.
Excuse me, sir. If you stop them on the street, then you have involuntarily initiated contact with them, and therefore you cannot claim to be a voluntarist.
I did not put my hands on them. I said, hey, dude, come stop. Stop right there and talk to me.
Block their path of locomotion in doing so.
But if you told them that, well, what about taxation, you know, for the roads and for education and for the military? And they'd be like, no, that's all good to go. I mean, I'm not a slave.
All right.
We need those things.
All right. Quick question. Show of hands, who thought it was a decent article?
This thing?
I just wanted to trick you guys into voting.
I don't know. But, again, if you ask people, do you believe that all human interaction should be voluntary?
They'll say they already believe in that.
I think the vast majority of people would say, yeah, that sounds good.
And they go promptly pay their tax check to the, you know,
yeah,
whatever municipality or the feds or whatever.
That's what this whole thing's always been about for me. It's about education, and people have never been exposed to these ideas. I mean, My God, I mean, I made it to close to 50 years old before I was exposed to any of these ideas.
Or when they do hear about it.
In any meaningful manner.
Or when they do hear about it, it's Wesley Snipes, and he's living in Africa and tax evading, and gets thrown in prison for however many years. He was 5 years
right, ago. Or people see, like, sovereign citizens arguing with cops about whether they have any jurisdiction over their body. And, you know, so there's always going to be that sort of... It's an educational process, and you know, I don't try to instantly change people's mind, but I do like to, you know, have conversations about particular issues and see if I can help them come around, because it makes sense to me. If it makes sense to me, maybe it'll make sense to you.
How many years were the abolitionists working against colored slavery in this country?
Decades?
Yeah. I mean, this is just another type of slavery, and this is going to take a long time to wake people up to the idea that you are in fact a slave. If someone owns a part of you, whether it be your body or the blood, sweat, and tears, your labor or your property, then you're a slave. And when do you wake up to the fact? When you wake up to that idea and say, hey, you know what? I'm tired of living like this. I want to keep my labor.
Right, and I guess the question becomes, at what percentage of slavery is it no longer slavery? So if somebody claims that they own 30% of everything you own and produce, is that slavery or no? If they say 70%, is that slavery or no? Or is it only if they claim to control everything?
Yeah, but what if... But here's the argument, Daryl. This is why it's so hard to talk to these people, because they'll say, all right, yeah, 30% of my livelihood is taken from me, but it goes to pay for things that I need, like education and roads and all these and military to protect me from bad guys. So that's the problem. So they're like, oh, no, I might not agree with everything that the government spends its money on, but a lot of the things it does are things that I need.
I think what we'll see, should something drastic change in our tax code, so let's say everything changes and Gary Johnson's elected and we go to some sort of a consumption tax, where it's a...
Consumption tax where every man, woman, and child in the United States is on welfare?
Daryl, we weren't talking about that. I was just bringing up the fact. Let's say there's
that's the consumption tax that Gary Johnson wants. He wants to send everybody a check at the beginning of the month to cover what he estimates they will spend on his consumption tax.
Okay. Let me use a different example. Let's say that somebody comes up and says, you know what? Our tax code's a gigantic mess. It's too complicated. We're going to have a flat tax. It's going to be 8%, and that's it. And that's it, that's it, that's it. 8%. I think you would have a huge amount of the population that would go, oh my God, from the 50, 60% I was paying before, add up all those taxes. Mm-hmm. This is a deal. I feel like I'm getting a good value for my 9%. You know, maybe I don't have all the government programs I did before, but I got the ones I need.
So the slave who had to work 6 days out of the week just got three more free days, and so now he's only
something like that.
Now he's got and he can own his own tools, and he can marry whoever he wants on the plantation. So he doesn't have to ask Mass's permission. And, you know,
but I think that's how it would be perceived, and I think if we saw a presidential candidate that came along and said, you know what, we're going to drop the tax rate by 3%, I think people would be like, oh my God, 3% back. This is great. And we still have all our government programs.
Right.
This is perfect.
That reminds me, actually, this entire conversation reminds me of the Noam Chomsky quote where he says, the smart way to keep people passive and obedient is to strictly limit the spectrum of acceptable opinion, but allow very lively debate within that spectrum.
I love
going outside of the spectrum. And, well, we've got somebody on the phones that will probably do that right now. Let's go to Ricky calling in from the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. Ricky, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Daryl, I got something really interesting for you tonight, but I got a quick question. The call screener guy said something about that could I have my Bluetooth speaker on, that I can't be on speakerphone or something when I'm on the air? Do I sound bad or something?
Speakerphone generally is not very audio friendly for the airwaves.
Right now,
yeah,
you
sound
fine.
Good, okay? I sound good, don't I?
Right now, you're fine.
Right now, you're fine. Just go ahead with your thoughts.
All right. Well, a really interesting thing. It goes down like this. Now, I met a woman at a point. I happened to be out and about, and she was kind of lost in that. And I took her in to help her out. But she, you know, she got in trouble. She ended up going to jail. She ended up, you know, gaining basically three felonies out of it. One of them was reckless endangerment, and there was two other ones. Now, what ended up happening is she was in jail. She was in a month. She was let out. She was at my house, left on her own recognizance. And then what happened after that is now she unfortunately went and broke her parole. Now she went to jail this time for 90 days. Now it gets better. Now what happened is, and there's a big punchline to this. Now after she's in there for 90 days, she was then left out on her own recognizance. She immediately goes out, buys a bottle of alcohol, which broke her parole, somebody ratted her out, immediately goes back in. Now she went in for another 90 days. Now here's the punchline. You ready?
Let us have it, Ricky.
Go ahead.
Okay, now, and this is keeping with Commonwealth law. Now, she said two things over and over again. She said, I want to get out and I never want to come back. Now, she was a total of 8 months in and out since last, like, November. Now, this is the only way she was getting out. Under supervision. Basically, what happened was, this was a decision by the court, and I know that some of the states do some things like this. I was basically, when it comes to her, deputized. Now, here's how this works. She is my responsibility. I also need to basically, she has no money now, you know, I have to feed her and things like that. And more than that, I had to take the traditional oath, which is, are you sure? Are you sure you're sure? And you're sure you're sure. And as a result, if she breaks parole, basically when it comes to her, basically, I'm more or less a cop for the next 90 days.
So you can shoot her.
After 90 days, she can just go free on her own, do whatever she wants.
Who deputizes? Did you, or is that?
No. That was done by the parole office, and that was done through the court.
Not sure if you've got more, Ricky. Hold on. This is Free Talk Live. Your calls and thoughts welcome. 855-450-FREE. The root cause of most of society's ills is neither malice nor negligence, but a mere superstition, an unquestioned assumption which has been accepted on faith by nearly everyone of all ages, races, religions, education, and income levels. The Most Dangerous Superstition by Larkin Rose exposes the myths for what it is, showing how nearly everyone, as a result of one particular unquestioned assumption, is directly contributing to violence and oppression without even realizing it. Find The Most Dangerous Superstition on Amazon and LarkinRose.com.
Are you tired of governments murdering people around the world? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin cannot be inflated or controlled by any government. By using their money, you're helping the state. Stop doing it. You have an incredible alternative available now. Learn it. Use it. Spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
866-91-STEEL.
866-91-STEEL.